There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Maths Hysteria, a podcast all about Married at First Sight with me, stand-up comedian Omar Abid, wedding celebrant Sarah Clark at Sarah Clark Celebrates on Instagram, and Claire Limmer Abid. All right?
All right.
Do you think one day you'll reveal your secret identity?
Maybe I should just give myself a different title.
Yeah.
Princess. Self-given title.
Consuela Banana Hammock.
Self-made person.
Self-made billionaire.
Yeah, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I just say I'm really enjoying this series.
It's good, isn't it?
It feels like a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's normally a chore, but sometimes they grate on you straight away and you're like, I can't be asked to watch these people. Mm-hmm. But I'm finding a lot of people very endearing.
There's an unusual number of couples that I'm
rooting
for.
Yeah. I know, I'm rooting for so many people. And even if at first you're like, oh, they're interesting, once they're put together, you're like, oh, this could actually work.
Yeah. Mm. It's like the majority, which is definitely unusual, I would say.
I know.
How many more have we got?
Well,
500.
5,000 more weddings.
Well, actually, I looked ahead just at what the upcoming episodes are in terms of the type of episode they are. Only Monday's episode now is weddings.
Oh, right.
I thought there was going to be much, much more than that. So Monday's the last two weddings.
Okay.
Are there only two more weddings?
Two more weddings.
Oh, I guess our friend, was his name Michael?
Yes.
Is he in it? Do we know if they found anyone for him? Is that a spoiler?
I don't know.
No, okay. Because is he... Okay, so only two...
So there might be three more weddings.
I thought there was like four or five more weddings.
Oh.
Yeah, for some reason I thought that, but I don't think there is.
Right, okay.
Because it's going to be...
Oh, there's going to be new couples coming in like a week. I forgot about that.
There'll be some intruder couples.
How does that get me every year? Intruders?
No, yeah, there's definitely going to be intruders. I just mean for the next week or so there won't be any more weddings.
Unless they find a match for
Michael.
I mean, beautiful, beautiful Michael.
Yeah. But then after that, so the first dinner party is going to be Tuesday.
Really?
Okay. Then it's confessions night or confessions week, whatever.
Gosh, it comes around quick.
And then Thursday is one of the most dramatic tasks every year.
Oh.
Photo ranking.
No. Oh no.
I love and hate that task at the same time. It's such an unfair thing to make them do.
It is brutal. Don't get rid of it.
Well, yeah, already there's stuff there that we can go off on tangents about. So before we get too far into it, one little update I wanted to give, especially since we spoke about them at the end of our last episode. Erica and Jordan from Maths UK have split up.
Have they?
They have, yeah.
When did that happen?
Was it watching the reunion?
I mean, they say it wasn't based on what was happening at the reunion and they wanted to keep things private for a bit, but it got leaked.
Oh.
But it all was announced a couple of days after the reunion. So, I mean, is it surprising?
No, I'm not shocked. Yeah. I was sad about Tani and
Ollie.
I'm so sad about those people. I can't remember the names of. I mean, I'm not particularly shocked about Erica and Jordan, but
no.
It's, you like to think some people will last the distance. Maybe not them.
Well, yeah, some people do, but especially if you'd seen the...
yeah, I'm glad I didn't. It sounded like a boring car crash. Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff online about how much people disliked it.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, you want to be rooting for people. Mm. And if you're not really rooting for them, why are you watching?
Nobody's invested in a reunion then, are they?
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, fuck them. We're on to the new people.
Oh, gosh.
Better people.
We're moving on.
Also, though, a little update about the live show, which we announced on Tuesday. I'm not going to do a hard sell on the listeners.
Soft sell.
Yes, you know, there's only three tickets left. and there's two people in the queue. But the tickets are selling more quickly than I anticipated.
Mm.
You know, there's still plenty available, but you know what it's like with maths. Mm. In a couple of weeks' time, when there's been a couple of mad dinner parties, everyone's talking about it at work, you're all chatting away on your WhatsApps, then you'll go for tickets and you'll be like, oh no, I should have listened to Omar, I should have got my tickets.
You exactly. sounded really mank then. Mad dinner parties. Mad about it.
Mad for it,
yeah. Well, indeed, we are mad for the live show.
Yes.
Especially if there's a group.
Yes.
If you want to go as a group, it's probably a good idea to get tickets pretty soon.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And that it is a very good start, the ticket sales, from our financial point of view. Right. That being said, should we get to the episodes?
Let's do it.
I think where we should start is Michael.
I know.
Felt sorry for him.
I felt really sorry for him. Nice to be rejected, though, without having been met. Don't you agree?
Yeah, there's not so much you can read into that, is there?
You know it isn't you.
And then it was quite sweet because John was like, don't take it personally. I was like, you'd struggle to take this personally because he knows nothing about you. In fact, he'll be kicking himself when he sees who he lost.
Yeah.
But I guess good in the long run if someone's not ready.
Yeah, definitely. It must be a totally overwhelming, all-consuming process. And I think it's better if you realise that early on. I mean, we're going to come to Collins later.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think hopefully they'll find someone for Michael. What I hope it doesn't feel like is it's just second choice for Michael, because presumably if they're trying to find someone for him, they'd already be on their books and they're not quite as good a match, because why didn't they put him with that person in the first place?
That's a good point.
We shall see, unless they can quickly find someone new.
And also, what if they go to like second on the list and he's like, no, I'm in Thailand now.
Yeah.
You know.
These things happen. People go on holiday.
Maybe there's somebody who they thought would be a good match, but maybe the other guy was better for telly, so they put him in. Could be something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be harsh, wouldn't it?
We shall see.
But it could be true.
I hope he gets a chance. Even just to be on the show.
I assume he will, because otherwise they might just edit him out completely.
But then wouldn't you have seen him at the Bucks and Hens?
Yeah, but they'd
be like, he's a waiter, he's just a stripper.
But he came in last, so they could have just ended it there, couldn't they?
Edit his bits out.
Maybe he will then, that's good.
I think he will.
Yeah, they must find someone.
Yeah.
And then have we seen two more weddings since we last spoke?
Four.
Yeah.
Have we seen four?
Oh, no, three.
Three?
What?
Two. Yeah, Collins and Natalie.
Jaden and Eden.
Oh.
And Ben and Ellie.
Yes. I forgot about them.
I forgot about Ben and Ellie.
I thought we'd already talked about Jaden and Eden.
No, we haven't, but their names are very similar. Jaden, Eden. Well,
you know when you do that portmanteau thing of putting their names together, we realise it's already done. Either way.
Yeah.
But you can add another den.
Like Brangelina, you mean?
Yeah. Either way, it comes
it's
up as Jaden or Eden.
Jaden.
Should we talk about them first? Because I think they might have... Were we showing them first, or were we showing Collins and Natalie first?
Ooh,
I think it was Collins and Natalie. But let's talk about Jaden and Eden. Jaden.
I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
He is lovely.
Really nice. Did you have Mitch fears? When you do you remember Mitch?
I do. I watched that series, and I think Mitch started strong, and then do you remember? And he admits this himself, like we've seen on this series, he just wouldn't enter into the spirit of it. Do you remember? He was like, "I'm not talking about this stuff on camera." Yeah. She was like, "But this is the show."
The big thing I remember about Mitch was, apart from provoking that Dan into nearly having a fight with him, was they did the task of handing over your phone to your partner, and he had the vault on his phone.
Yeah, and he would not let you're not going in the vault. Yeah. Absolutely not.
He's like, these are the nudes that I can't show you for ex-girlfriends. It was just so obvious. I think they admitted to themselves, to each other, to the show, that they're very different characters. Mitch and his brother.
You loved that bit.
Yeah.
And Jaden was just like, now, Mitch is a bit of a prick, but I'm not.
I know. But it must be interesting to be like their parents or to be in the family and to have gone to two maths weddings. And what was really revealing about Mitch was he was basically saying he made a huge mistake. Ella was lovely, wasn't she? Is that her name, Ella?
Yeah.
She was really, really lovely, like quality girl, but also obviously stunning.
Yeah.
And he was basically he was almost saying like, I really screwed up, wasn't he?
He was
like, I should have given it a bit more. And I think he was showing to his brother that you should trust the process.
Yeah. Well, somebody put on the Instagram that they thought was an interesting coincidence that Mitch was saying all this stuff about regret and he should have trusted it more and, you know, he's got all these things he would have done differently. And apparently that coincides with Ella getting engaged.
Oh.
So there we go.
Well, big regret. But his brother seems adorable.
He does. What do you think of his the perception of him because he's a kickboxer?
Yeah,
I can imagine people making really lazy stereotype assumptions. I can imagine
like Claire did.
Yeah, like we all did.
Well, because I didn't make a judgment. I said to you, I'm reserving my judgment.
But purely
on Jaden.
Because of Mitch, though. It
yes,
the
because of Mitch. Not necessarily because of the kickboxer.
Oh, right.
More because of Mitch.
Who his brother is.
Yeah.
I can imagine, like, the same way we probably think, like, favourably of someone introduced themselves as a doctor or somebody, what's her name who's with Ben who we're going to meet? Ellie introducing herself as a nurse. Like, our lazy assumption is, oh, caring personality. You know, she might be a mass murderer. So I think kickboxer, it's like, can he control his temper? But actually, he's an athlete. And he doesn't.
Like, it was quite sweet. Said sportsman.
It was quite sweet how they bonded on not being big party animals. Because if you're an athlete and you don't drink, he loved that she was like, oh, I normally just have one or two.
Although you were judging him a bit when they were on the honeymoon, you were like, oh, for people who don't drink, they're having a few cocktails in the pool.
They could have been virgin cocktails.
That's what you said. Like virgin cocktails to me.
Is that a big problem for them to have a drink?
No, enjoy your holiday.
What about her backstory?
Oh,
that
God.
Was getting screwed over by your best friend.
Yeah. I was surprised by the results of my poll.
He's done a poll, ladies and gentlemen.
He's been betrayed by a long-time friend worse than being betrayed by a partner. And it was like 90-odd% on Twitter and Instagram that being betrayed by a friend is worse.
I think I agree, though, because in love and in like romantic sexual relationships, like being screwed over is something that you not expect, but you know is a danger. Whereas with friendship, you don't expect to be betrayed. Whereas with a romantic relationship, you know they might leave, you know they might change their mind, you know somebody might cheat, you obviously hope they don't.
Yeah.
With a friend, you don't go into thinking, oh, I hope this friend doesn't stab me in the back.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're like someone whose life is full of drama. My friendships, for example, that have kind of, they've not broken up dramatically, it's just like, you just don't see each other as much as you used to. Sort of, you know, like circumstances or whatever. But you don't expect betrayal.
I think, that must be horrible. And then bless her, she had nobody to phone.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Timothy, who says that later on.
I was going to say, she should have
should have had each other's numbers. Because it's your partner, it's your best friend. Like, who's left? That is brutal. And then, you know, she was saying she struggles even meeting new people. I don't think she even just means romantic relationships. I think she means colleagues, friendships, everyone.
Definitely.
Man in the corner shop. Like, literally, you're going to second guess everything.
Yeah, anything could happen.
But they both, and he's been cheated on, they both seem to have parked that. And I like how they're coming into it. They seem to be coming into it quite open.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of him taking her to one side and asking if she fancied him?
I was just going to ask you that.
I just thought that was too premature.
I just
thought that was too early.
Worried it would come across needy, but she seemed to vibe off it.
Yeah, well, she said she's heard that before, hasn't she? Like,
that she can
kind
be
of
a bit standoffish.
Hard to read. which is fair enough. But I did think, oh, maybe just give her a bit more time.
I know.
Don't panic yet. I mean, were, you've just
to be
met.
Fair, there were a couple of bits when they showed
her looking away. Yeah. She was like back to him talking to her friend. I don't think she fancies me. Yeah, I don't either.
She's not even looking at you.
No, she did look like unimpressed.
I think it might be the fact that her face doesn't move very much. No, I don't know. I almost admired his courage of asking it, but it did feel a bit premature and it could have really backfired.
But yeah, on maybe the other wait hand, till the honeymoon when you're a bit more settled in with each other. You've got more space. Yeah. There's not your whole friends and family around you.
It was a little needy, but then the flip side of it is, especially when you have Mitch concerns, then it shows some... The level of insecurity there is like almost endearing.
Oh, it's everything he does is endearing. And maybe it's because he's this big beefcake.
Yeah.
And there's something about him that makes me think he's going to be in like a Free Willy sequel. He's got that, you know, like the kid from Free Willy who had the long hair and loved whales.
Yeah, I can picture him.
I don't know why he's given me that. I keep picturing like a big whale like dropping over his head. With his little scrunchie in. Anyway, I think there's something about him where, because his, like, every girl really probably does want hard exterior, soft interior. Like, if you had to, like, think of the stereotype of what women ask for, he is that. He's like a kickboxer with a heart of gold who needs to be reassured that he's... It was quite sweet.
It was,
he did it very well.
It could have fallen flat, but he's got a bit of an edge to him. He's got a bit of a cheekiness. He's he's very, very sweet. So I think she saw it for what it was rather than reading into it.
Yeah.
I think it'll always be good as well at dinner parties or whatever. Because he can be confident because he knows he can kick the shit out of everyone.
I know. And also, like, he was, like, whipping her up on the dance floor and spinning around.
That was sweet because she said she was nervous about the first dance.
Yeah. And he was like, I'll hold your dress with one hand. I think I really like him so far. He just seems like he's got a lot to give. Oh, yeah. And, sorry, you say.
I was just going to say he was really happy she's got that massive dog.
I know.
Well,
nice he dog. Went off card during their vows. He was like, I'm just going to go off card for a minute. And he said, I'll be like your human cub. Her dog's called Cub, and I like when they remember detail because in the nerves people forget each other's names, but he remembered her dog's name.
We'll come to Collins, as I said. Yeah.
And he did, like, you know, a callback, like comedians he did a callback to the dog, and he talked
like
to
comedians like
comedians love a callback,
like, you lot, like, you know.
And I think he almost like wrote his own little like dating ad to her. He was like, I'll be the human cub, you can give me back tickles, I'll be loyal, all this. It was he played it really well for a girl who has a golden retriever. Didn't he?
you pitched it well. They're where did they go on honeymoon? Did they go to a...
I think they were Whitsundays.
Oh yeah, you love the Whitsundays, don't...
beautiful,
looks stunning,
gorgeous.
But then, like, if you're in Oz, do you want to go to Oz?
True, but if you, I mean, you could be quite far from the
Whitsundays. You could be like six hours away on plane.
It's still like us going to like Italy or something.
True.
Isn't it?
And I would like to go to Italy.
Exactly. We would enjoy that. And who knew we had that much hair? I didn't realise he had that much hair when they were in the pool. I was quite surprised by that.
And there's something, something very endearing about the colourful scrunchies. Because he doesn't just have like a black hairband. He has colourful scrunchies.
That you can see through all the hair.
I know. Yeah. Can you tell I like him? I really like him.
He's very sweet.
Because what I will say to our dear listeners is, I thought I was going to confuse Jack and him. Because when we briefly saw them in the Bucks Dubry, they both had their ankles out and they both had a man bun, and I was like, well, here we go. Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Buff.
But they're so different in personality.
Yeah.
We're not going to confuse them.
Not at all.
No.
It'll be very interesting when they meet, because I think Jack may think he's got an ally, but Jaden, I think, is not going to be on board.
But you've got a man bun, aren't we? On the same page.
You're not wearing socks.
Aren't you a misogynist like me? Not wearing socks. I thought I could count on you, man. It's the secret signal.
Exactly. Yeah, skin bros. They touch ankles.
Aww.
What do you think? I mean, I think I know what you're going to say, given the way you speak about him already. What did you think of him proposing to her on the honeymoon?
I mean, cute. He's giving a lot, because he gave her also, when he said something, I can't remember if it was to camera or to her, he said she was a 47 out of 10. I think he's just, I quite admire the fact that he's not playing any games.
Yes.
Yeah. So like the getting down on one knee, the spinning around on the dance floor, the asking if she likes him, he's really laying it out there. And I wonder if behind the scenes Mitch has been like, just go for it. Just don't hold back, because Mitch held back.
Yeah. I like to think this is just Jaden and it's got nothing to do with Mitch.
Okay, fair enough.
There was too much Mitch in that episode for my liking. Like, stop going and talking to him. We've seen him. We know he's there. Yes, we know him from another series. That's all I need to know.
Do you think the guests, because obviously Maths Australia is huge in Australia, do you think the guests there did a double take and recognised him? Because he was from 3 years ago.
Oh, on her side.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because the friends were like, they didn't seem to bat an eyelid, but I don't
probably.
Know.
I mean, yeah, look, if you go into that, you know, there's people on the other side of the globe who recognise Mitch. Because of the
like us.
Yeah. Because you watch 45 hours of their face and innermost thoughts.
And I will say, right, Mitch did some all right things.
Oh, yeah, he came across all right.
He wasn't terrible.
I think he'd learned a couple of lessons.
Yes.
Seeing his ex get engaged, probably.
Yeah, he did, you know, he did call out Dan and Carolina and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, him.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was like, that's why he nearly started a fight, because he was like, look, what, you don't go stealing another man's girl and all this. Dino. Was it Dino?
Oh, yeah, Dino.
Gosh. I remember that was a chaotic season.
Yeah. Mm. I think the way this is shaping up, I wonder if this is going to be the best series.
I'm really enjoying the like wholesome vibes.
Yeah, when I said earlier, I like most the majority of the couples.
Uh-oh.
It can turn in a second.
Yeah.
Well, should we talk about Natalie and Collins?
Yeah. Okay.
So should we talk about Natalie and Collins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing I'll say is cool name. I don't know anyone called Collins.
I don't like this name.
It makes me think of Mr. Collins from Pride and Prejudice.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My son does have a surname. I like those sort of unusual. Yeah.
He's got a surname as a first name.
He doesn't look like a Collins.
Yeah.
He looks more like... what does he look like? He looks more like a...
Oh, were you going to say Patel?
No, definitely not.
When he went up to the mic, I really was thinking, please be a stand-up, please be a stand-up.
I know, so did
I. I thought, then we've got Collins.
Well, what did you think I said to Johnny? I was like, is this going to be Omar? Don't worry, your personality is nothing like him. He's very, very endearing, and so is she. And I had all the high hopes in the ceremony, because it was crazy stuff, like them both mentioning their favourite football team in their vows.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit... I was confused by their guests' reactions to that football team commonality or whatever you want to call it. Because is it niche to support this football? I mean, I don't know. We don't know.
I think they were from different parts of the country.
Oh.
And he'd only... Because she said, are you from Sydney? And he's like, I've been living here for 2 months, presumably to apply for the show.
Wow.
And then... I think it was unusual that they liked the same team from where they were from, maybe.
Okay.
But also, if you like a team, imagine you both say it in your vows.
Yeah.
Like, that's quite intense.
Yeah.
And then there was something further on where she was like, oh, who's your favourite? I think when they were sat having their dinner, who's your favourite band? And he went Green Day. What are the chances that she would have seen them 8 times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels like, on paper, they're a good match. And then what do we think about in person? Because... it's just too much for him, isn't it?
Yeah, he's freaking out, isn't he? Collins is...
What a day! What a day! He's so sweet. But it was like he was glitching.
Yeah.
He just could not compute what was being...
They were asking him questions and it was like, reboot, reboot. What a day! What a day! What a day! It's like Truman Show. And it was almost like he couldn't express... I don't know how to explain it.
He could not answer a question about how he was feeling
about anything
with any feelings words.
And the producers were
There's everything but feelings words, wasn't there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the producer was like, all the questions here are about how you're feeling. Can we answer some of them? And he was like, I mean, what a day!
She's got so much energy and more energy.
No. And what was heartbreaking was she had said, I feel like I can really be myself.
Oh, no.
And I was going to ask you guys, where do we fall on the like be yourself versus hold a little bit back because you need to like, do you go in at 100 and hope the other person just gets you straight away and that means they're meant for you?
Yeah.
Or do you go in at 70?
I think.
Because Natalie went in at 100.
Yeah, oh, she did. And actually, because she went in at 100, after the backstory bit, I was like, oh, I really like her. She seems normal. Yeah, she's a bit dorky and all. That's the word they kept using. But then by the time we got to the wedding reception, I was like, she's starting to irritate me a bit.
It's quite full on. And then I've heard other people say, but she is grieving and maybe she's just like, I don't know.
They have the opposite ways of coping.
Yeah, perhaps. She's hyper.
Coping
she's a
by
little
being
bit hyper.
It's all coming out.
Yeah.
He's coping by just withdrawing and it's all being kept in, isn't it? Because he doesn't know what to do with it all.
And then I do wonder about, I mean, that was a genuine question. Do you go in and reveal your full self or do you hold a little bit back of your energy level? Because you could shoot yourself in the foot. If she went in at 70 and he was like, she's just not got enough energy for me. And she's like, I was holding back. Yeah. I'm actually like a proper puppy.
Well, I guess that's, it depends on who you are. Because like, I definitely don't need to pull back on the energy level. So whereas,
you need a defibrillator.
I think maybe she would have been wise to tone it down
a little bit. Yeah,
I mean,
like you would, I guess we all socially monitor ourselves. Mm. If you're different in a job interview than you would be like on a night out, you're different with your in-laws than you would be with your siblings. And I guess like you're meeting a stranger, do you try and just assess the vibe and match it rather than dictate the vibe?
Yeah,
but I do. I want the best for her, and the problem is once you give someone the ick, it's very hard to bring it back.
Yeah, especially when it's that soon.
Like when she was jumping on the bed, and she was like, "Is this not something you do?" And he was like, "Sometimes," but like you could just tell that he was just dialing out.
Yeah.
Well, the pillow wall.
Oh my god, the pillow wall.
That said a lot.
We've seen
it?
Some pillow walls, but that was quite a construction.
She took it quite well because she was like, I'll put the toy here.
Yeah.
What do you think of the pillow wall in terms of his immaturity levels?
Yeah.
It felt quite childlike.
It did. Yeah. And he said something like, oh, okay, I feel safe now.
I know.
And I thought, whoa, why don't you feel safe?
I mean, I think he was joking.
She's not a complete man-eater.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Because normally the pillow wall, you assume it's the woman who wants the pillow wall.
Yeah, that is the usual on maths, isn't it?
Yeah. Which in itself is a bit, I mean, I sort of get it, it's a stranger.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be poked in the middle of the night.
Elbowed in the face.
Not quite what I meant.
No danger of that there, was
there? Oh man, what a day.
Well, I think the real crucial turning point was where she pulled out the necklace.
Oh no.
Oh, it's so sweet though, because for the right person, they could have found that so endearing.
I know, but what you've got to hit one in a million shot.
I know.
With
no, yeah. It was so full on.
What was it? The Ready Player One?
Player
game?
One, player
will
two.
You be my player?
Are
you
so
happy
just a
for
game,
me to
general
be?
Gaming.
Yeah, she wants to be player two to his player one.
We have seen occasions where if someone's brought a little gift, it's been really sweet and thoughtful.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the guy and the girl really appreciates it. I guess when it's the girl, the guy, I don't know. Everything was too much.
Mm.
But that's because he's never been in a relationship. So he was going from 0 to 100.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
wasn't to know that, was she, when she decided about his necklace?
She found out in his vow, so maybe she should have toned it down.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep the necklaces for a bit.
I was starting to get really annoyed at him. Not only because I was like, oh, I really want this to be a cute match, but actually I really respect that he spoke to her.
Yes.
That was decent.
Kind of filled
that was
her in
decent
with
of him.
Where he was.
I don't think she heard him. Mm. Well, she got upset. But I respect him for saying, And it wasn't personal either. It was like, no, this is all new territory.
I'm gonna take it slow.
Yeah.
Which is reasonable, isn't it? And I think her response was reasonable as well.
She just got a bit upset.
She got a bit upset afterwards. Well, but yeah, because she's had this kind of massive high of the wedding, hasn't she?
Yeah,
thinking it's amazing.
Yeah.
And she seemed okay with him sleeping in a separate bedroom, like on the wedding night. Hmm. But then I guess she had her hopes up for the honeymoon, and that's kind of dashed them a bit.
Which is more offensive? Somebody asking for a separate room or putting a pillow wall between you?
Pillow wall.
That feels more offensive.
I think pillow wall's more offensive.
Because it's like, let's start in separate rooms and we'll get there. But like, I'm in your bed, but I don't want anything of you to touch anything
of
me.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. It's a strange thing to do.
It's both childlike and quite offensive.
Yeah. Just going back to the gift, though, because I have two instances which might be relevant. I remember going on a date with someone.
Do you mind talking about this in front of your wife?
I'm listening.
Date.
And they brought I might have told this before, like a little Tupperware box with some cookies that they'd made.
Oh no, I don't think we've heard this.
Right, and it was really nice and everything, but it did put me off a bit.
Did oh really?
Yeah, I just ended up. I just kept the box. I never saw her again. Because
she wants her Tupperware back. Good, you Tupperware know, is hard to come back. You absolute knob. So red flag. Yeah,
I thought it was a little too nicey.
So is that because it was date one?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was.
And you need a woman with edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Well, it's not that I need a woman with edge, but to come out with absolutely no edge voluntarily.
They could have been laced with like crack.
Yeah. Did you eat them?
Yeah, they were. Nice?
I mean,
they were a bit dry.
I guess the thing is with something like that is some people would find it endearing and some people find it off-putting. So it's just a gamble.
Example number two.
Oh, is this from another hot date?
I went on a first date.
Yeah.
And the girl I was meeting, we'd been talking about chocolates, like Ferrero Rocher.
Right.
On the way, and she'd never had like dark chocolate Ferrero Rocher, and it was just after Christmas. My mum had got me a big selection box. I took it.
This is from my mum.
Didn't buy it himself.
I took a dark chocolate Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
Gave it to her on the first date.
Yeah.
She still has it now. We got married.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, stop it. What, did you keep it?
Yeah, I still have it.
It's fucking rank. I didn't know you still had it until the
end. I know, I should just have kept the wrapper with hindsight. But I just kept it.
Is it just moldy?
I don't know, I haven't opened it.
Wow, think of the additives in that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I wasn't... you got me there.
Yeah. Oh, the romance.
Reader, I married her. That is adorable. Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. You did a similar thing. I mean, you didn't home bake the Ferrero Rocher.
You didn't even buy them.
But like... yeah, you didn't. But it worked.
Yeah.
So I guess... Yeah.
Have to pitch it right.
But you don't know how you're pitching it because you don't know the person that well, I guess, before you've been on a date. So you just have to be yourself.
Yeah.
But
70%. 70% yourself. I mean, I think I've gone in 100 some dates and I've never heard from them again. Are you shocked? I've never bothered baking, though.
No, that's a lot.
I've just put them off just fun. Pure personality. Oh, man. Anyway, Natalie and Collins... I don't see this pulling itself back.
Fear, as time goes on, he's just going to get more and more overwhelmed. Because he's going to meet the other couples. There's dinner parties, there's commitment
that's
ceremonies.
True, yeah.
The experiment just gets more
intense. I mean, do you apply for this sort of show if you've never had a relationship? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah.
But it's like he's so... ill-equipped and so
Well, this happened before, didn't it?
Matt the Virgin.
Thank you for that. I was just about to say Matt, I remembered his name.
That was ages ago.
Yeah. Hey, but he did well, sort of did well. He ended up sleeping with the girl and then they,
saying
they
he
left.
Didn't fancy her.
Yeah,
so he didn't do that
what
well.
He needed was probably the same thing Collins needs, just a bit of a more active social life and sort of learn some social thing. You know, expand your boundaries a bit before you go on an internationally known reality show.
Yeah. I also couldn't put my finger quite on his personality because, you know, when she's like, are you a dork? And he had to turn around and ask his friends. And I was like, you're coming across quite... Dork. I don't think dork's a derogatory term. I think it's quite a cute... Well,
not the way they were using it.
Yeah, it's like a... I think it's that sort of term for people who are like really into their hobbies. Yeah. And quite cute, whatever. I don't think it's like, oh, you're such a nerd or whatever.
Yeah.
And he turned to his friends and asked them and they're like, yeah, you are. And he was like, oh, am I? I feel like he lacks a little bit of self-awareness of who he is.
Yeah. Well, very much so. I don't know. You can't even talk about how he feels.
Yeah, true. True. But like, she could be really cute for him in terms of their hobbies are so aligned.
Yeah.
And they didn't not fancy each other when they first saw each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't like put off.
No, I think she's gone in with really high expectations. Yeah. It's a lot harder than he anticipated. I think you're right. Do you think... Well, so we're not having a commitment ceremony in the coming week, so there's a fair bit to go yet. Do you think they'll make it to commitment ceremony?
It depends on... I mean, when he did that quite sweet little chat with her, or that quite brave chat with her, he did say, I'm all in. He said something like, but I'm willing to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take it slow, but I'm all in. And,
so I would hope that he would trust the process, which we love that phrase, trust the process, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Before we get to the final wedding, we thought we'd talk about some of the honeymoon that we saw. I mean, we saw Sarah and Tim just walking along a beach.
We saw them walk along the beach,
looking
hands,
surprisingly content,
canoodling in the sea, and that was it.
Yeah. That I think that's going to be one where we get up, down, up, down, up, down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when they're good, they're good. When they're bad, it's like, how are they ever going to make up?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we just didn't see much
of that Colombian fire. The passion. From Tim. And then we saw a really sweet little snapshot of Cassandra and Tristan. Do you know what I was a little bit thrown by? When she said, oh, I've got that honeymoon glow. I thought they'd been doing bits, as they say on Love Island. I thought they'd been really getting on. And then...
Are you referring to the up, down, up, down, up, down? You were just talking.
She said she had that honeymoon glow. And I was like, well, this is really sweet. Maybe they've been having little kisses and cuddles. And like, I thought they'd be taking it slow. But then when he asked her permission, if he could have a kiss, which was adorable, I was like, oh, so they haven't really done anything.
Yeah.
The honeymoon glow is just the wine.
I am very impressed with Tristan.
Adorable.
Not because some people have been like, oh, bloody whole Me Too movement. You can't even just, you know, make a move and all this. It's like, it's not about that.
No.
What it is the tone of their relationship, that is a good way of broaching the... I'm sure he could have, you know, made move or whatever if he's that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But he says he's not really, you know, finds it kind of awkward and everything. But more importantly than any of that, he's making sure I'm not in the friend zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a good, strong move early and just saying... Can we kiss? Is a strong thing to do. You know, you see how nervous he was.
Yeah.
What was quite sweet as well, and what I'd hope he would do, is he obviously broached it at lunch, and then he needs to catch her unawares and almost like make it a romantic gesture.
Yeah,
Claire's almost smiling at me.
This is kind of,
you know, when someone
like
grabs
he's planned it for tonight. Though.
Yeah, I know.
I give you a good night kiss? It was very specific.
So what he needs to do is make sure it doesn't feel planned.
Yeah.
He needs to catch her and like grab her and give her a good kiss.
So what time were you planning on going to
bed? I know. And like, it can't feel too orchestrated. No. It was very sweet asking for permission, and not every guy would do that, and it works for them. Like, it matches their vibe.
Oh, yeah.
But he needs to make it feel a little bit more spontaneous when it actually happens, rather than like in the minutes of our meeting, like, you did affirmatively approve me. Do we agree tongues?
Yeah, her response was funny. It's like, oh, it's very sweet. It's very sweet. It's like, but can he though? Yeah. I was glad she eventually said, oh, that'd be nice.
It bodes really well that they're on that same page.
Yes.
That she respected him asking, that she said yes, that they're not in the friend zone.
Yeah, I am interested to see how they do in the group, because I know we said in the last episode, I can't imagine them being involved in the drama. But
that's what I mean about, there's quite a lot of wholesome couples this year, or it feels like a lot of like just chill personalities, and I'm like, is the drama going to be on one side of the table and everyone else is just going to be enjoying their smoked salmon?
Or who is duping us into thinking they're not drama and they are?
Well,
that could happen.
Which leads us to a couple that I would like to talk about, Ben and Ellie.
Okay, good segue.
I tried.
Nicely done.
I tried because I had really high hopes for him and I didn't want the cousin to be on the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had no get up and go to defend himself.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I'm here for both. I was like, don't admit it.
Are you here for the right reasons? I think so.
Exactly. Even to camera. Yeah, I think so. I don't know what else to say. But then he also shook his head as he said, yes, he was.
It was really bizarre because I thought they were both coming across great.
Yeah.
And he had a believable backstory of like, I'm going to tell them I've been traveling since I was 22. Yeah. It was believable that you've been out around the world and now you've just, I mean, men have the ability to decide at 39 they want to settle down and have a family. Good for you. We've got to decide 10 years younger. But it was believable that was the point he'd got to. And obviously he'd lost his friend. I think he'd had a bit of a shake-up.
Well, when you said backstory there, actually, it reminded me there's been some of the backstories this year.
It's like
hard going.
Factor, isn't it? Yeah. They've got all their, like,
I mean, on the one hand, it's... I don't want to minimise any of those events because they're obviously genuine trauma for the people involved. But sometimes as a viewer, especially, you know, I'm getting wedding fatigue as it is. And then there's a bit of backstory fatigue of like, all right, who's died?
You know. Omar. No, I know. I agree with you. There's been a lot of stories. But I quite like that you get the colour and flavour of people's backgrounds.
But the problem is, and again, I don't want to belittle those experiences or anything like that. You'll hear all this. Remember Olivia? All of that was about looking after a dad who was dying of cancer.
She was awful.
So it ends up meaning nothing, really.
Yeah.
It's like, what, you're not really learning about the person necessarily.
Anyone can go through tragedy.
It's the same
and
with other stuff.
Wasn't she a nurse? Teacher? She was
She
was like a primary school teacher.
She
looked so innocent.
I forgot about her when I was thinking about who duped us.
Yeah.
I could only remember
I've never
Dan
been so duped
from
as
last
her.
Year, but yeah, that
but
was
it's
a big
like,
one.
It's like you say about Ellie, and to be fair, you know, Ellie seems nice. I was kind of, wedding fatigue. I was a little bored by this. By this section, she's a nurse, but like you said, she could be a serial killer.
She didn't grab me in any sort of way, like personality wise. But then when they were paired, I was like, oh, I think they'll get on. Yeah. They're both sort of girl boy next door. They both have the same sort of values.
Mm. And until
you know how there's always the annoying friend, the meddly friend, and I was like, they're casting this cousin as the meddly friend.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, he's going to find a red flag. And then he was on the money. I just was like, oh my gosh. I thought he was coming in really left field, trying to find fault.
Yeah. Mm.
But then when Ben couldn't defend himself, I was like, has he accidentally stumbled upon the truth?
Yeah.
Like,
and then it grew from there, didn't it? Because his responses were so
vague and
strange.
Some people have said that maybe Ben's responses were like, because he was annoyed at Jordan. Yeah, he was quite rude the way he was asking him this stuff, which it was. But that isn't the response you have when you're angry about something. You don't just go, oh, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
But, like, to be accused of something that's quite harsh, you'd have a little bit more passion of defending your position.
Yeah.
Or, like I was saying to Johnny, I'll get in there. You know, there's ways of framing things. Like, there's ways of saying, oh, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned my podcast. That's not relevant. I'm here for, like, you, you can say I'm here for love. And I've met your cousin now. She's amazing. That's my focus. But he was like, meh.
Yeah.
There was just no.
Both would be good for whatever he said.
He didn't deny it, which spoke volumes. Yeah. And then how many subscribers do you have? Oh, not many. It's like, you're in desperation.
Yeah. Oh, what about the fact that he's applied before?
That was interesting.
It is interesting. I don't think it necessarily... It could be two truths. It could be either you really want to meet someone and you keep trying because you believe in the process, or you want your podcast to do better. I mean, he first applied in 2020. That's 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, he said he got quite far.
But that makes his story slightly less believable to me because he seems like he's only recently decided he wants to settle down. In that time, you've got 3 or 4 years to find love in the traditional way, Tinder. that makes me feel more like he just wants to be on the show.
Yeah. Mm. And he's not like, he doesn't seem, well, he's definitely not articulate enough to maintain a sort of veneer of why he's there. Like,
well, no, because his reason for being there is why not? Remember, the whole speech was why not?
Why not?
His speech was so
Is his podcast
odd.
Called Why Not?
It's like, why not?
He's got the SEO down. Why not with Ben? Why not travel?
I know. Listen to that and then what a day with Collins.
What a day. I feel like sometimes these groom speeches, I mean, I know they haven't met their partner when they write them, but like, you want to be mentioned. And he was talking about his podcast, he was talking about the process, he was talking about applying for the show. He wasn't really talking about her.
Is it a new thing, the groom speech? Because I don't really remember this.
No, I think they
that
have
much in previous years, because obviously they do their vows. So doing a speech as well seems a bit overload.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It is funny writing a speech in advance when you haven't met the person, but you'd hope they'd go off card, you know, a la Jaden. You'd hope they'd go off card and be like, now I've met you, I'm so grateful we're doing this. You know, speak from the heart, not talk about your podcast. I got 50% off on travel this year, so I didn't want to say. Use code Ben, why not?
Like and subscribe, hit the bell.
Yeah, he was really turning me off by the end.
I know.
Having come across quite genuine and, I mean, I know I've used that term, but that boy next door sort of just wholesome character.
Yeah.
Well-travelled, ready to settle down. Mm. Not settle, settle down. And then suddenly I was like, oh, who was that one last year who wanted a podcast?
Adam.
Adam.
Yeah,
Adam. And he was only there for fame.
Adam and Janelle.
Yeah, and then he cheated on her straight away and...
Yeah.
Bloody podcasters.
Can't trust them at all.
Have either of you ever described yourselves as fierce lovers?
I don't believe I have.
Oh, he's so David Brent, isn't he?
When I'm a very fierce lover. And when I have a connection with my partner, a.k.a. you.
Oh, and then there was a bit where he said, I demand respect.
It makes me feel like the man I am.
Yeah.
Was it that?
Yes.
He's like a mug phrase or something, isn't he? It's like you've got it printed on a tea towel. But I'm asking one of my stupid rhetorical questions. Can you demand respect or do you have to earn respect?
Yeah, it's usually earned.
You can't just go into a relationship like, I demand your respect. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
He talks in like English isn't his first language. He's like, I'm this fierce lover who demands. It's like, I don't think he understands what he's saying.
I mean, that was demonstrated when he tried to say the word immaculate.
He comes out with all these tropes and about alpha, being an alpha. Yeah. He's listened to too many
podcasts.
He's listened to Controversial with what's his name. But she doesn't seem to see any flags.
Well, she made a big mistake just by... When he asked her from the questions from the honeymoon box. The honeymoon box, by the way. I love they do the bit.
These are deep psychological questions that
they're
ask.
For our couples.
Have you got any sexual chemistry with me? he let her hang herself, basically. Yeah, she didn't need any encouragement.
No.
Yeah, you're amazing. I think they got it so spot on. The you're cookie cutter, what I like.
We're ahead of everybody else. I feel smug.
This is it. I don't know why. Well, I was surprised when you said that you like Tori from the weddings. I was like, I feel sorry for her. I don't mind her.
I feel like there's something. Well, I said it last time, didn't I? I feel like there's something more believable about her.
Well, she's
like,
not holding back.
You can connect with her a bit more, I think.
But are you just comparing her to? Yeah, obviously to she's better than Jack.
Low bar.
Yeah.
Again, it's that thing of like, how much of yourself do you reveal, and how much of yourself do you like put forward? Because she is giving him everything. Of like, she's not playing any games. She's like, I really fancy you. I think we're the best couple. Mm. And then she's just allowing herself to get hurt in that way. But then is it almost admirable that she's not playing any games? And she's going to get really hurt here.
Yeah.
And then, his answers are just so painful.
Mm-hmm.
When it's turned around and she looks like this hopeful, like she's going to get reciprocated.
Yeah, he kept saying, I've had... more instant sexual sparks with other people. Yeah.
With mannequins I've walked past in the shopping mall. Yeah.
But it's all right. I've set the timer going. We've got 6 weeks.
Oh, man.
If I haven't slept with you in 6 weeks.
She's just a receptacle.
Not together.
Yeah.
If we haven't slept together.
If I haven't deemed you worthy of my penis. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, he's awful.
Yeah.
Lock him up. I mean, in fairness to her, we see what's on camera. She hasn't seen any of that. So he's been snogging her.
Mm-hmm.
They've had this honeymoon where presumably he's been quite physically affectionate.
They did the massage.
Did we see a massage?
Yeah, I remember seeing a bit of a massage.
I think that was a different channel that you were on.
And then watching in the advert.
So she hasn't seen the bits to camera that we've seen. Yeah. So she's been physical with him in a certain level. And then when she's asked that question, she's like, yeah, it's going really well. So when he says, I'm not sexually attracted to you, that's the first time she's hearing that.
Yeah.
So I do feel for her because he's showing her physically that he is.
Yeah.
But also from what we've seen... There's always stuff like when they were having a bath together and she's going, oh my God, you look amazing. You need to cover up.
I know.
But you never see him complimenting her.
No.
I know.
Oh, and did you hear a veiled, like, backhanded compliment / insult when he said, my non-negotiable is somebody who takes care of their body?
Oh.
And it's that thing of, like, I think he's going to keep harping on about the gym. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just so boring. Oh, I'm a fierce lover. How is that not giving her the ick?
I know.
Yeah, I think it is just about, because he talks about being alpha, she talks about being alpha. That's it. That's all she wants. And he puts his tuna and rice away neatly.
I know. So. That's her non-negotiable.
And then the final couple.
Last couple.
It was quite moving, Lucinda and Timothy. I mean...
Comedy.
That
was classic Lucinda, wasn't it, though? Because she makes everybody feel so welcome and comfortable. Yeah. And even the life model, like, he was veering on the sort... He wasn't being rude, but he was veering on the, like, awkward sniggering.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, darling, you look shocked. Oh, I can't do her accent. I'm working on it. She was just like, babe, you look so beautiful and your curves. And, like, she just makes everybody feel so...
Yeah,
natural.
Yeah. But I liked that. I don't know that he was sniggering. I think he wasn't discomfort.
What I mean. It was uncomfortable for him. Wasn't rude. He wasn't rude, but he was obviously uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she just is so like easy breezy.
Well, I like
nothing phases her.
No, nothing at all. And like I like that even though he was very uncomfortable, he recognised how easy breezy.
Yeah.
She was in that moment, and it's an amazing quality to have, you know.
Do you know what's mad? You know how you guys think I'm similar to her? I have a tantric sex workshop.
Promote it on here
every Saturday night in my kitchen.
Yeah. April the 11th, Stand Comedy Club.
Straight after the event.
I loved it. You go, so do you explore sexually? It's like, well, I run tantric sexual festivals. Festival.
Do you know,
his face drops on festivals.
So do you know who was brought to my mind? And I don't think British viewers saw this because you had to share it on our Instagram. Uh-huh. The Jack bit with the sprinkles.
Yes.
For anybody, so we talked about this last episode. There are parts that we don't see pre-watershed on the UK Australian maths viewing. But we watched in advance that episode. So we saw him talk about Alessandra said to him, how sexual are you? And he couldn't explain it.
Yeah.
But then when Lucinda was asked, she just very matter-of-factly showed how experiential she is without trying to show off, mm-hmm. without trying to make a point. She just was very, well, I run tantric sex. And I, you know, that was what Alessandra was trying to get from
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Names, like, don't have to be vulgar. You don't have to, like, show off.
Yeah.
Just say, like, you like orgies, whatever it is that yeah. you like. Because he was trying to make out that he was some wild
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't say anything that was backing it up.
No.
And she was just so matter of fact,
yeah,
saying
like, oh,
one of the wildest things I've ever heard. I run tantric festivals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even the description of the, because as you say, they did that with Jack. It's like, so if you're not vanilla, what flavour are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was a banana, put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean? What
yeah.
does that actually mean?
Go to our Instagram if you want to see we
yeah.
put it as a clip
yeah.
for real.
Yeah. What does that actually mean, Jack? Hand jobs.
Yeah. I once had sex outside.
But for Lucinda, even her answer about with the ice cream question was peppermint choc chip sprinkles. But
yeah.
then she goes, or something boutique.
Oh, yeah. How strange they had this conversation
yeah,
about ice cream flavour as well.
And I thought that was quite endearing on both sides because
yeah.
he wasn't trying to lie. Because I think sometimes there's like an alpha male thing of like,
yeah.
you've got to seem like you're this big bravado. And he was like, I just get vanilla every time. I had some earlier today.
A
and so they
milkshake.
Were both, I feel like they are both authentically
yeah.
themselves together, which is really lovely. And it's sometimes uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
because they don't hold back.
Mm.
Well, he does hold back. That's the
does,
problem.
Yeah.
He's being authentically himself in that he holds back.
Yes.
So we're watching something that feels very real.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, a poll. I did.
Yeah.
Was,
I don't know if I saw this one.
I did. I just did it on Twitter because I thought it was a bit saucy.
Oh,
I did
sprinkles.
I put, are you more tantric sex festival or vanilla? And it was like 60-40 vanilla, but I thought 40 was quite high. Well, not, you know.
Anyone who votes tantric sex festival probably isn't. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those questions where...
It's what you like to think you
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
yeah.
But no, I think that's quite a broad spectrum. Of, I mean, yeah. There's a lot in between.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
I am fascinated by them.
Yeah.
He's obviously grieving. He's obviously
yeah.
closing himself off. And it was so uncomfortable to watch, but she handled it with so much
yeah.
grace and dignity.
Yeah.
And she didn't,
when he said...
Yeah,
no, there really isn't any sexual chemistry. And he paused for so long.
He paused
yeah.
for an entire advert break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even said during the ad break to Claire, maybe they're doing that thing of, oh, they've edited it that way for the suspense. And then when we watch it after the ad break, he's going to go, yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
And it was not that.
No.
But the pause was so long and there was such a heavy sigh that I don't think there was anything positive he could have... Like, if someone says, oh, do you fancy me? And the person goes... Oh
yeah.
Well, there's never anything
yeah.
good at the end
no.
of that sort of umming and ahhing.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, I think he could have given her something.
The way to do it, right? If we any of us go on, right?
There's still hope.
Yeah.
If we're ever in this situation,
is if someone asks you that, instantly go yes, but. This whole
everybody loves hearing a butt at the end of Do You Fancy Me? But
the whole situation is overwhelming. That's what you should
yeah.
have said.
But,
so I
but
might
also,
need time to...
you don't have
yeah.
to say yes to that question. You don't have to say you fancy someone if it's not true. You could say something like, "I love your warmth. I'm really comfortable with
oh,
you."
Oh, these are euphemisms for no.
Well, no, there has to be. He has to give her something. Like she presents herself
yes,
so beautifully.
No. Yes, just lie.
No, don't. No, but you don't even have to lie to give someone like a compliment sandwich because it could be like, "I'm really loving getting to know you. I'm not sure if the sexual attraction's there yet, but let's see." Like you
yeah.
can do that. Like how
mm-hmm.
you frame well, it and how you say it.
Yeah, say that she is attractive.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the thing.
The place to start. You are attractive.
Yeah.
I need some time to figure this out. It's overwhelming, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
Okay.
But she is an attractive
yeah.
woman. So you know,
exactly,
could have said that.
Exactly.
Obviously she is.
And try and make it more about you than about them. Because the way she, bless her, she took it on the chin.
Mm.
She handled that really well.
But basically he was saying like, no, I do
yeah.
not fancy you categorically. In fact, he had to do a long sigh, a heavy sigh. Like a heavy sigh when someone asks if you're attractive. That's
yeah.
so humiliating. But she handled it amazingly.
I feel sorry for... I mean, she did handle it amazingly. I feel sorry for her in that what is she going to get from Tim?
Yeah, she has a lot to give and I'm not sure she's getting anything
yeah,
back.
Yeah, but I do feel sorry for Tim as well.
He
yeah.
said, I feel like I hurt somebody straight after to camera.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you did, because you just didn't think about what you were saying. You did hurt her.
Yeah.
And then she said, I wrote this down because I thought it was so lovely. I was actually crying. Don't judge me. She said, I see your tender bits and your vulnerable bits and they're welcome here. Yeah. And I know that's woo-woo. And I know it's like her language is different to how most people talk. But she's such like a happy, restful place for him.
Mm-hmm.
She's like some women, if you were told, I don't fancy you, they'd close off. Yeah. They'd take umbrage. They'd be like, well, okay, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
She was like... You're still welcome here. Let's work. Like, she's just lovely.
Yeah, she is. She is.
And I no longer think we're the same. She's too nice for me to be compared to her. And my sex festival has not done very well. She's like who I wish I was.
Yeah, we had to return a lot of the tickets. It's like that Willy Wonka thing.
Oh my word, in Glasgow.
Yeah.
You haven't been on Twitter if you've not seen that. Yeah, she just... Oh, there was just a really bad... You have to look on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, these people did a Willy Wonka land.
In like interactive experience.
Yeah.
It was just
they used AI to generate the images and then people turned
just up. Just like selling the tickets.
It's just an empty warehouse with some sweets.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what I... Unless Timothy... has some sort of like religious experience or something, or some sort of he needs to shake himself up and open himself up. There's this amazing woman in front of him who's just giving him everything, and he calls himself the Tin Man, and that's become like the joke, but he really is being the Tin Man.
Maybe it'll be when they come into contact with the other couples, maybe that'll be the thing where he starts to actively change what he's doing. I'm not sure why, just that it'll be a change of scenario for him.
Yeah,
and he appreciates Lucinda even more.
Yeah, because she's been such like a support. And I guess like I do feel sorry for him because he was saying to camera, I'm not good enough for her.
I know I'm not good enough for her.
But does that add up with telling somebody they're not attractive?
But is it that he's not letting himself find her sexually attractive because he's worried he's not good enough?
Possibly.
That's the kind of barrier, isn't it?
You're cleverer than me on that stuff. That sounds like a riddle and a mystery. But no, I know what you mean.
He's not letting himself fully be there, really, because he's holding so much grief and vulnerability and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it might be a bit scary for him to be with Lucinda because she's wanting him so much to be so open. And I think that might be too scary for him. So the group might help with that because it might lessen the intensity a little bit because it's not literally just the two of them.
And she'll be his safe space if they're sat together in quite a confronting, like, crazy dinner party. I can imagine her just being like, don't worry. I'm still working on the accent. It's Australian, but it's got this, like, throaty, like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And quite nasally sometimes. I think there's potential insofar as like she is an attractive person.
Yeah.
And he's just not letting himself relax into it maybe.
Yeah. I think it's quite scary if you're, you know, holding an awful lot of grief and trauma and all of those emotions that go with that. It's really scary to have somebody go, yeah, but it's okay.
I know.
You know, like it's permission.
I know.
But it's going to take him a fair bit of time to actually go
She's
with
so
it.
She's so permissive.
What are you laughing at now?
No, sorry. It just made me laugh when like it was the bit where she was crying and going, oh, it was so full on.
Oh, I know, yeah.
What, your loss? What about it?
Yeah, I know. And he was like leaning away like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
And she was crying and was like, he's not crying.
Yeah.
It's only bad like, if you think about it.
Just think about it.
I'm just an orphan. Did you think it was interesting that we basically got confirmation that he did only just apply for the show?
Yes, he said that.
Which makes me not understand the process whatsoever. So we've interviewed loads of couples now and it's like, oh, I was being interviewed for 6 months prior.
No, but remember, I said this to Claire last night, remember when you spoke to Owen and Michelle?
Yeah.
That Michelle had been in the process for months. Mm. Owen applied after a drunken night out, like 4 weeks before it started. And they were like, and they rang Michelle's like, we found your person. So I guess if someone applies late and they fit, maybe Lucinda was on the bench and then they found Tim.
And it's so, it feels like a shame because he was sat in the airport. He had this light bulb moment of like, I can't be on my own. But now he's on the show. He's not allowing himself to fully open up. So he needs to have a second light bulb. That's what I meant about having like a religious experience. Yeah. He needs that second light bulb moment of like, I've been put with the most nurturing woman on planet Earth.
Yeah.
I've been put with a woman who's going to give me chance after chance. But she's just such a riddle because she has so much respect for herself and so many boundaries, but is still so like permissive of him. Does you know what I mean? She just never known anyone like it.
Yeah, he was sat in the airport. He tried to ring Eden, but she was engaged. Needs a backup.
I know. What's going to happen with those two? I'm fascinated.
I know. I hope they stay in a good while.
All right. So yeah, two weddings left. Richard, the 60 something.
I forgot about him.
Yes. So they said, because you try not to watch the little preview bits, do you?
I know. Well, I'm a simple soul. I like to be surprised.
I genuinely thought you were going to say a simpleton.
I mean, yeah, that too.
They said on that it's the most heartwarming wedding in.
I presume it's with that woman who had sort of pinky purple hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The auntie from Sabrina.
Looks like aunt from Sabrina. And also Lauren, which they said is the most chaotic wedding.
Oh, Lauren with the underboob. I forgot about her. Yeah. Well, I didn't forget about her.
I can't remember any other groom, though.
No.
And they didn't show her groom.
That's true.
On the wedding preview.
That's true, yeah. So we'll find out on Monday. Then it's commitment ceremony, confessions night, photo ranking.
Bloody hell. Bam, bam, bam.
Dinner party.
Dinner party's on Tuesday.
Right.
Sorry, it does say commitment ceremony. Mm. Yeah, dinner party on Tuesday. Anyway, we'll find out next week. I think it's going to be fun when they all start meeting each other.
It's going to be worlds colliding because they don't seem like well matched at all. Like, can you imagine Cassandra talking to Jack?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Lucinda talking to Lauren? Like, it just feels like there's so many different personalities.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So just a reminder, you can go to the Stand website to find out all the details about our live show.
I thought you were going to say Tantric Sex Workshop.
You can go to at Sarah Clark Celebrates for information about the Tantric Sex Festival.
But don't worry, it's very vanilla. We barely do any tantric.
So until then, I've been Omar Abid.
I've been Sarah Clark.
I've been Claire Limerabeed.
And we'll talk to you in 4 days, aka Tuesday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.